Annette Kreitzer drove off the ferry in Haines to start work on October 1st, but she says she didn't get very far.
The first thing I had to tackle was the alternator went out of my truck.
She said her husband helped her out with that one, and then she started in on borough department briefings and getting oriented. Kreitzer has been retired since 2012. Prior to that, her professional career was in state government in Juneau. From 1992, she worked as a legislative aide, then chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Loren Leman, before being named commissioner of the Department of Administration under Republican Governors Sarah Palin and Sean Parnell.
It's about 15,000 employees that you're essentially responsible for because you're doing retirement and benefits and all of the inward-looking things, labor relations, personnel issues.
Kreitzer says she brings those lessons learned for problem-solving in a smaller town like Haines.
When you hear a new idea that will bring change, a lot of times the first reaction is no, because of concerns that you might have about the idea. And I would always tell the folks on my team to don't say no. Just say, how will you handle this challenge? Because a lot of times people can figure out good solutions for the concerns that you have.
Haines Mayor Douglas Olrud says her background and experience made her a strong candidate.
I think the thing that's the most important for the manager is a willingness to listen, but then also be firm enough to make a decision when you have to make it. It's great to get input from a lot of different sources, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are just her decision to make, and I think she has those characteristics.
She was one of 10 applicants for this round of the borough manager hiring process, which took about 18 months. Haines' last borough manager, Deborah Schnabel, was fired in May 2020 along a contentious 4-3 vote. Schnabel is now back in public office, having just been elected to the Assembly for a 3-year term. Asked why she wanted to come out of retirement to work in Haines, she said she feels she's the right person to help Haines stabilize its local government.
I watched the turnover and just thought, oh, that's terrible in terms of not only the community, but in terms of government employees, borough employees.
Kreitzer and her husband have had a vacation home in Haines since 1999, so she says she's been following community affairs.
I just felt like I could perhaps help in this situation. It was intriguing to me, and so not every problem that happens is intriguing to me, but this one was, and so that's why I applied.
Annette Kreitzer's salary is $130,000 plus benefits. That's a sizable increase over her predecessor, Deborah Schnabel, or about a 38% pay raise. To prepare to start the job, Kreitzer said she's been studying borough code and policies. But she also went on a 5-week hunting trip in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Botswana.
Mostly antelope. Most of the game gets processed and then over time goes to orphanages in the area. I would love to be able to bring game meat home, but that's prohibited.
Between meetings and research, she says she hasn't yet been out much.
I wish I could say I've been out and about, but I have not. I had my head buried in the computer so much in the first several days that I didn't even realize that there was a parts place across the street from my office, for instance. But it is my intention to get out and meet people in the community, you know, business leaders, other folks in the community who hold positions of leadership.
Kreitzer's first assembly meeting as borough manager will be at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in person and via Zoom. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.